Rolling.
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 Martin.
From Washington, D.C. Roland Martin, good morning.
Tom Simple J, good morning. How are you?
Good.
Mr. Martin.
Oh. All right, then. Certainly glad to talk with y'all. Shout out to the committee in Durham. Of People's Committee on African-American Issues. Man, I had a great time there, Tom, talking to them on the weekend. Congressman G.K. Butterfield was there as well, so it was a pleasure. They all say hello.
All right.
And they all say listen to the show. All right, Tom. Colin Kaepernick, oh, my Lord. He let white folks all upset across America because the brother will not stand up for the Star Spangled Banner. Yesterday, there was a news conference where he stood in front of all the reporters, took more than 30 questions. Do we have a soundbite from Colin?
Yes.
All right, let's hear what Colin had to say.
This is because I'm seeing things happen to people that don't have a voice, people that don't have a platform to talk and have their voices heard and affect change. I can't look in the mirror and see other people dying on the street that should have the same opportunities that I've had. I'll continue to sit. I'm going to continue to stand with the people that are being oppressed.
Well, folks, upset, Tom. They're burning the brother's jersey. How dare you insult our veterans across the country, and you won't salute the flag. Well, Dr. Jason Johnson wrote a piece a few months ago dealing with this whole issue on the root. He joins us right now. Jason, what's up?
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glad to be on the show.
Okay, so a lot of black folks don't realize that there is a racist,
yes,
a strong racist base to the Star Spangled Banner.
Yes.
What is it?
The basis is that there is a third lyric that is often not seen. It's actually even hard to find it on Google. But me and my colleagues, in fact, the documentary we made on it was by Tim Reed, who's one of my colleagues at Morgan State. It talks about the fact that the third lyric of the Star Spangled Banner is basically a diss track against African Americans who left slavery, joined the British to fight against the oppression in the United States of America. And he goes on and on and on. Francis Scott Key, when he wrote the original Star Spangled Banner, and he says, well, you know, I hope that the blood of these hirelings, of these colonial Marines, is used to wash away the foul stench of the British. And so here's what's key. Any African-American, I wrote this on the root, any African-American has a right to not stand for the Star Spangled Banner because it is essentially a song about making sure that black people stay in an oppressed position in the United States.
Here's the actual quote. No refuge could save the hireling and slave from the terror of flight or the gloom of the grave. And the Star Spangled Banner in triumph doth wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave. This was written after the Americans were getting their butts kicked,
yes,
in a battle when the United States tried to snatch Canada from the British Empire. And so the battle took place in Baltimore.
Yes.
And so he wrote this, and he was literally trying, he was celebrating the death,
yes,
of slaves,
yes,
black folks.
And here's what's key. The colonial Marines were basically, the British had told black folk and Americans, like, look, if you escape slavery and you join our army and you fight with us, you will get your freedom.
Tom, do you remember the Book of Negroes?
Yes.
That's what this was based.
Exactly.
This was that concept where the British said, we will provide you freedom if you fight for us. And black folks said, let's roll.
Right. I'm out of here. Give me a gun. I'm perfectly happy to do this. And here's the other key. And then to make sure this is historical and this is clear and personal, Francis Scott Key, who was an incredibly hostile anti-abolitionist. He used to sue people. He incited riots. His son was the modern-day Ryan Lochte. His son got in all sorts of trouble for sleeping with married women.
He also owned slaves.
He also owned slaves. He also advocated slavery. He was one of those enlightened white men at the time who was like, well, we should just send free slaves back home. He and his troops got their butts personally kicked by black colonial Marines, and he was mad at them for the rest of that war because he had been shown that he was not the superior man on the battlefield.
So some black folks open up hashtag team up the ass.
Exactly.
And so he was still ticked off.
Mm-hmm.
And so he said, oh, I'm going to get y'all back. And so we are literally singing a song.
Exactly.
That is the, quote, national anthem, mm-hmm, that is rooted in racism.
And rooted in a white man who was all up in his white fears and feelings because he had been beaten by black people who are fighting for their own freedom. And I say this all the time. This is not a song that we should advocate. This is not an issue of being hotep or being angry. This is actual American history. Colin Kaepernick was right on the money.
Was this a part of his discussion yesterday?
I don't know that he knows. He knows now.
Oh yeah, he knows now.
We got to tweet it out. He knows now.
But the other thing about this whole deal that is amazing to me, as you look at this, obviously the reaction. The point is, if you're going to praise the flag, You have to praise the fact that the law allows for you to do what Colin Kaepernick is doing. That's the whole point. You can't say freedom and then get mad because somebody free.
Not only that, but also he's demonstrating the fact that, like, look, they asked him. He was like, look, I've been sitting all along. Y'all didn't have anything to say about it. You asked me why I'm doing this, and I'm making sure I make this clear. And this is something I also think is really great about what Kaepernick is doing.
He didn't just start doing it. He's been doing this all along?
He had been doing it all preseason. No one paid attention before because he wasn't dressed for the game. So that's what makes this special. And this is key. You know, he doesn't have a championship ring. He doesn't have a huge number of endorsements. This man's career is holding by second string. So it's very clear that he is taking a stand. He came out and said, look, I don't care if I lose my endorsements. I don't care if they end up cutting me by Chip Kelly, who's got his own racial issues. I'm taking a stand. It's something to be proud of.
Well, and again, I think one of the things that what amazes me is people angry that he is choosing to utilize the First Amendment.
Yes.
It's the first one.
Yeah. That's the one we all have. That's the one that allows you to say what you want to say and suffer
except
whatever consequences.
Except if you work for the NFL.
Well, and this is a great point, and I'm glad you mentioned that. It's like this notion out there, you know, you got James Wood and people saying we're going to boycott and everything else like that. How does he know because he's rich and famous? Ask Thabo Sefolosha. Ask James Blake, just because you are a rich African-American athlete doesn't mean that you don't experience discrimination, hostility, and attacks by the police.
And the reason Colin Kaepernick is saying this is because of various police shootings. And what he is saying, people don't understand, is every one of those cops who shot and killed somebody who never went to jail, there's a U.S. flag patch on their uniform.
Mm-hmm. If they can rock that flag, he can criticize it.
Has the Players Association made a comment yet?
They have come out, basically both the NFL, the San Francisco 49ers, and the Players Association have all come out with surprisingly neutral statements.
Right.
I mean, they've all said, you have the right, we kind of encourage you to do it, but we don't say anything one way or another. I mean, Kaepernick, at least right now, has fared better than, say, the players on the Minnesota Lynx. You remember, they got fined for wearing Black Lives Matter shirts
the
just a couple months ago.
WNBA players, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, and again, you have some players. Victor Cruz came out and said, you know, I disagree with that. He has the right, but it's about respecting the flag. Here's the thing that I keep saying. It's not the military, not the only people.
Exactly.
Who you stand up and celebrate when it comes to the flag. They ain't the only people out there. I mean, the flag represents the entire country. And so I think we love to say, oh, no, this is supporting our military. No.
No.
This is the national anthem. And that's not just the military.
It's everybody who lives in this country. It's the history of everybody who's been in this country. And I think the larger issue also is this role, and this always occurs to me. This ridiculous patriotism litmus test that black folk got to go through. Oh, Gabby Douglas doesn't have her hand up high enough, and Colin Kaepernick doesn't want to stand for the flag. These folks have fought hard through oppression, difficulty, and challenges. They have every right to stand the way they want to stand. And if you want to start talking about the politics of players, how about we talk about Tom Brady skipping out on meeting Barack Obama when he won a Super Bowl in supporting Donald Trump. Let's ask him about his politics.
Okay. Yeah. Wow. What's the name of this Tim Reid documentary you said that
it's from Morgan State.
Francis Scott Key?
Yeah, it's right on my story, The Hidden Racist History of the Star Spangled Banner. It's on the cover of The Root right now.
Hidden Race History of the Star Spangled Banner.
See, Tom, this is why they didn't want us black folks reading doing slavery. This right here. They didn't want us reading doing slavery.
And Donald Trump's not too happy about our reading skills right now.
Oh, no.
Wow.
Read a book, kids. Read a book.
Make them angry.
I learned something today.